and Kathy Dawes. I have a room full of people here. I may just let Debbie Nuss kind of tell us who all's here. I mean, I can run through it, but she probably has that at her fingertips a little better than I do. But Debbie Nuss, I know it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day time again, and fill us in on who all these lovely folks are who are here today.
Well, you say I know that information, but actually I know first names of two of the ladies here.
Okay.
Kate is from Kansas State University.
Caitlin Long,
mm-hmm. The Staley School of Leadership Studies. And then Hannah is here from Job Corps.
Klepfer?
Klepfer.
We'll see. That's why I let you say it. And then Dr. Zila Wiley is here from Kansas State University. She's the interim associate provost.
Real close
right?
to the mic.
And diversity.
I've been trying to get Zila in for the last couple of months, so it's good we finally got her in.
I'm
so
glad to be
welcome
here.
Welcome you.
Thank you.
Welcome all four of you, in fact.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you giving us the time to be here today. I just wanted to start out by briefly explaining that this is probably, we think, the 34th year of the Martin Luther King celebration here in Manhattan. And as a community organization, we are holding two events this year. On this Saturday, we're holding our community celebration at the Manhattan Fire Station from 2 to 4 p.m. Dr. Wiley will be speaking at that event. And also then we will be recognizing the students who submitted either art or writing pieces that gave them the opportunity to express what Martin Luther King Day meant to them. And so we'll be recognizing some primarily elementary school students that were selected for awards. Then we will also be announcing our Spirit of Martin Luther King Award winners. And this year there are two of them, and that will be announced on Saturday. I'm not announcing it today. It's still a surprise. And then during that day too, on Saturday, we'll be singing songs together and just really thinking about what this day means in terms of the civil rights movement and what it means for us going forward in the future. Clearly these are difficult times for us as a nation in terms of race relations and civil rights and just rights in general. So this is an opportunity for the community to come together and talk about those things. Then on Monday morning, at 8 a.m. at the Sheridan Inn, there is a prayer breakfast. And the speaker for that event is Gretchen Kazel Eich. And she wrote the book Dissent in Wichita, The Civil Rights Movement in the Midwest, 1954 to 72. And this is about what happened in Wichita when a group of African-American students entered Dockham's drugstore and sat down at the whites' only lunch counter. And it's really documented as the first civil rights action in terms of the civil rights movement that started. So we're real fortunate to have her coming. Now, I say all these things with the caveat that weather may be a factor this weekend. And so we are going to be discussing at our steering committee meeting tomorrow night what plan B might be in terms of this weekend's activities. But that's a real quick synopsis of what's going on this weekend.
Very good. And we'll kind of go around the room and get everybody's take and the part they play. And I guess, Hannah, if you want to kind of fill us in, and as we mentioned earlier, you're with the Flint Hills Job Corps and some of the different things that you're doing in connection with Martin Luther King Days.
Yes. So our students always participate in the celebration and the day of service. This year, our students will be helping with the setup and tear down of the event. They'll also be handing out the programs. This is just something we do every year. Our Student Government Association always participates. And then on Monday, our students will be participating in the day of service just to give back to the community as they give so much to our center.
And Dr. Wiley, it's again nice to have you on finally after I know we tried to get you on a couple times and things just sort of fell through. We do welcome you today. And of course, being the Interim Associate Provost for Diversity at Kansas State University, Kansas State has a very active role also in all of the festivities and events and activities.
And we're very excited to partner with the community celebration because it's all about partnerships to implement the dream. We started on January 19th, which is a Thursday, so it's going to be like immediately after Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday on Monday the 16th, and then we go until we lay the wreaths on Friday, January 27th. And like my colleague is saying, it's, you know, it's all based on the weather of how everything, you know, will take place. But we're just really excited that we have all aspects of the university, all every college, every administrative unit, truly partners to fulfill the dream. We're one of the only universities that has a week-long celebration. And so I'm just so excited. This will be my second time. I celebrated my first year in this interim role. And so I'm just really excited that I get to have the opportunity to present it for the second year. And I'm really pleased about Thursday, our Martin Luther King luncheon, where we'll have a segment of Black Tie, White Tie. And a member of the Kansas City community, Professor Lyle Gibson, will be part of that. So it's going to be an overall great week.
Caitlin, don't want to forget about you, and of course with the Staley School of Leadership Studies, and you've always had a very active role when it comes to Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I know that maybe, is this your first year to actually help out with this, I'm thinking?
Yes, this is my first year working with hands-on and helping to coordinate the day of service. We also have student coordinators that do much of the work and much of the organization, but we're really excited this year. Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King Day from 9 to noon, we have about a dozen different service sites in the Manhattan and surrounding communities, and right now about 150 volunteers signed up to volunteer. So we're really excited and just to continue that legacy that Dr. King had and work to improve our own communities while getting to know each other. If people are still interested in volunteering, I'd encourage them to call the Staley School and we can make sure that we get them included. So call the Staley School of Leadership Studies at Kansas State if you're interested in helping out and volunteering on this MLK Day of Service on Monday.
Why don't we go ahead and take a little bit of a break and kind of regroup a bit here and go, I know there's just so many other details we can get into and kind of figure out where we want to head with this now. But again, we have with us the group talking about Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We have Caitlin Long, Program Coordinator and Instructor, Staley School of Leadership Studies, also Hannah Klepfer, Flint Hills Job Corps, Debbie Nuss, Community Volunteer, and Dr. Zila Wiley, the Interim Associate Provost of Diversity, Kansas State University. So, got quite a crew. If you do have questions or comments or want to join in or have thoughts about Martin Luther King Day, 537-1350.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.